Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. I want to thank you for joining us on the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today. Today is part four and the conclusion of a great four-part interview with author, speaker, and brother in Christ, Don Long. Now, Don is a successful entrepreneur. He started several companies and grew his businesses until they ranked in the top 1% of companies in the United States in their industry. Then, being led by God, he sold the business in order to have more time to pursue his many passions, which includes helping others, like you and me, to embrace our true identity in Christ. Amen. His most recent book is titled The Blueprint of God. And folks, if you missed any of the prior three episodes, you just need to go back and catch up. I mean, this is the conclusion of our interview, and I don't have the time to rewind and cover some of the same things that we already talked about. But right now, I want to jump back into the conclusion of this interview now with Don Long and talking about his book, The Blueprint of God.
You know, I especially like the reference you gave in your book about the ability of us, you know, human men and women to influence God.
Yeah,
and achieve a different outcome in natural circumstances. Share with us the story about Jesus turning the water into wine. I thought that was very insightful.
Oh, it's so good. Such a good story. You know, a British friend of mine calls it altered water. He said he was drinking that altered water again. He didn't call it wine. I'm like, yeah, I get it. But it's really so cool that here we have God in the flesh, Jesus. Everybody will agree with me on that one. And so he's at a party, it's at a wedding, and they run out of wine, which is a no-no in the Jewish. You don't run out of wine at a Jewish wedding. That's almost a sin. That's almost blasphemy, right? And so what happens is his mother goes to him and says, hey, we need more wine. And you know what Jesus said to her? Now, look, I'm from the South. So if you say woman in the South, you're going to get your head slapped by your mother. You don't say woman. Well, that's what he said. He said, woman. And he said, it's not my time. And he basically said no, and he basically degraded her, right? And or at least that's what it appears at from my reference point. And then you know what she did? This is so cool. This is the faith of a human being that has their faith that God is going to come through for them. She looks at the servants that are standing beside Jesus and said, go and do whatever he says, and she walked away. Here's the reference point. So Jesus only did what the Father did, right? He said, I only say what the Father says, and I only do what the Father did. So Jesus tells her no. So evidently, the Father said no, right?
Amen.
This woman doesn't take no. And suddenly, Jesus turns the water into wine. Why? Because evidently, the Father said, all right, son, yes, it's yes now. 60 seconds later, it's yes. Well, what happened? Well, Mary influenced the Father to change his mind. It was all through the Word. I talk about it in the book. It's all through the Word. Moses did it. Abraham did it. David did it. Joshua did it. It's like these people influence and change the world. And this is my whole point in that thing was like, it's still based on identity. How many of you think you can change God's mind on something and you're a believer under a better covenant established upon better promises than everyone I listed that changed God's
Amen.
Mind?
Amen.
And that's what's so powerful.
When I read that, I just busted out laughing. I goes, yeah, I can see that, you know. And
it's so cool.
When I preach it the same way, you know, that, you know, I mean, would you say to your wife when she's a woman? I mean,
no. You're going to have a black eye or something.
Let alone your mama, especially down south. You know? But, you know, and when I read that part of your book, I just started laughing. I goes, yeah. Amen.
Yeah,
I gotta ask about that one.
Amen. I love it.
So, how can we obtain the promises and the inheritance then that belongs to us and walk it out?
Yeah, you know, it's really the Word of God says through faith and patience we inherit the promises. That's the primary way. But one of the things that I would point people to is to make sure that you're growing up into a mature son and daughter, because all the promises, according to the Word of God, are yes and amen in Him, right? So they're accessible once Jesus was resurrected and he's been resurrected. So they're accessible after that. Our challenge is, and I believe our challenge lays right in the first verse in chapter 4 of Galatians, where it says, as long as we're a child, we differ nothing from a slave, though we be Lord of all. And so what happens is, if you don't understand the inheritance and you don't understand who you are and who your father is, you won't press in for the promises and then have the faith is the pressing part where you press into them, but then allowing patience to have her perfect work through you, because they don't always manifest. You know, you told me the story of how you started the radio show and the podcast. And it's like, you know, you didn't go from, you know, whatever in the beginning to where you're at now. That's patience. That's the process of working out your own salvation or walk with the Lord. So I would really encourage people, look, the promises are yes and amen, and it's through faith and patience. But always remember, the Lord will not, he will not give you what you want until you're strong enough to carry it.
Yeah.
See, when the Lord withholds his blessings from you, is to protect you so they don't kill you when he pours them out on you. Because if you pour out too much on someone when the structure of their life cannot hold it, it'll actually do more damage than it will good. And so you have to personally grow into your own destiny. And that's what the blueprint of God's about, growing into the blueprint that was put inside of you before you were born, according to Psalms 139, and start making sure you're living that out daily as much as you can with the capacity that's in front of you, because the Lord will always have something you can apply yourself to, something you can put your hand to, whether it's raising your children, whether it's, you know, speaking at an event, whether it's running a business. He'll always have he judges our life by the little things. I've taught my girls since they were little these two paradoxical things in the kingdom. If you're not faithful in little, the Lord is not going to give you much. You can forget it. He's not going to do it. You might get much, but he won't give it to you. And then the flip side of that is, once he does give you much, to whom much is given, much is required.
Amen.
The requirement goes up. The requirement on your life at the level you're at now, with all the people you're influencing through all these stations and the podcast, is much more from the Lord than it was when you started, because there's more people listening and you're accountable for what you're pouring into people's lives.
Amen. Amen. And you share about people having more than one calling or destiny. You know, most people are known for that one thing that they do, run a business, pastor a church, etc. Can you explain how someone can know what their multiple callings are?
Oh, I love that. Because see, to me, I learned this from a peak performance coach who's probably one of the best coaches in the world. A great, great guy. I don't know if he's a believer or not, but that wasn't the context that we built a relationship around. But I learned that to not focus my life on only one thing. And this is kind of how this came about. Over in Peter, it talks about that we have a manifold grace. I think it's Peter 4 or 5. It says, you can read it. It talks about the manifold grace. That word manifold is actually one of the meanings is multi-layered. Joseph's coat, multicolored. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we are multidimensional people. And I'll just use David as an example to give people some kind of clarity of what that might mean. David, I'll just give you some of his destiny things that he was called to be. David was a king. David was definitely a worshiper, wrote worship music. Whether he was a worship leader or not, he's definitely a worshiper because he wrote all the Psalms. He was a musician because he played skillfully enough to run the demons away from Saul. He was a husband. That's 4. He was the greatest warrior in Israel's history because he slayed all the land that was promised. I don't know if you know this, but all the land that was promised to Joshua and Caleb and Moses, all that territory was never taken until he was king. David was king. Yeah. So he reclaimed all the land that was promised to them some hundreds of years earlier. So he was the greatest warrior. He was also a father to children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are, and the word of God calls him a prophet. Mm-hmm. Those are 7 things that I mentioned just on the surface level that I believe he was called to do and to be. And so the reason I go with people and I talk to them, especially coaching people on this multidimensional thing, is because number one, the word of God says we have manifold grace, which is multi-layered. So that's many, many dimensions. And from that foundation, I try to get people, you know, in your own life, like if you're working on four or five things in your life, maybe your relationship with your mate or your kids or your business or whatever, it seems like if there's four or five things you're working on, there's always one or two that are just like in the crapper. You know, they're just like, Lord, this is not working out for me. Yeah. Well, look, if you only have one thing you're working on, there's a good chance that most of the time you're in depression because it's like, it's not working. So don't do that to yourself. Amen. You have multiple layers of calling and influence, and you there's going to always be two or three of them that are working good. Focus on those things and delve into what the Father, I had no idea. I thought I would write books, but I had no idea I would write books. I mean, when I started down this path, and just give you a little bit of my story, as I was thinking about selling my business in the end of 17, beginning of 18, I started writing the sales book. But when I got to the point where I actually sold my business, I had wrote basically five different books. I don't have them all published. I have probably 30 audio series, and 10 or 15 of them are 10 audios or more on different subject matter. Well, and some of it's spiritual, some of it's business. I did all of that while I was in the process of selling the business. All of that came to forefront as another layer of my calling was revealed. So don't assume, just because you are multi-layered, don't assume you're going to find them all out. I was 57 years old before I really thought I was going to be an author. And I was already a speaker and a preacher, but I didn't know I'd develop that much audio material out of my life walk with the Lord. So I love this whole thought. God hides things for us, not from us.
Amen. Yeah, that's true.
And he hides them inside of us. This is the story of Ruth, where the gleaners were to lay out handfuls of purpose. It don't say land handfuls of purpose. It says lay handfuls of purpose, not for purpose, for her to pick them up. It was of purpose. So God hides things of purpose inside of you until the time it's right. I talk a little bit about my book. When the time was right, Jesus was revealed. When the time was right, Moses came on the scene. When the time was right, Esther went to see the king. When the time was right, Joseph stood before the king with the dreams, or the Pharaoh. And so the timing of your callings and different things, you might be in one level. Like when I was in my 20s, I would figure I was in kind of the elementary level of finding my destiny and stuff. And then as I grew, the Lord revealed more. But see, Amen. The biggest thing is you keep growing. That's where that Galatians chapter 4 comes into play. You keep growing so that you're not a child. Because Paul says you got to grow out of being a child, because if you're not, you're going to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
Amen.
And the cunning of men. We've got to grow out of being children and grow into mature sons and daughters of God, so that we know as the Lord leads us and guides us. Just like your story of starting this program that you told me earlier. It's like, wow, this is how the Lord does this. Like you stepped in by faith. A little open door. That's all it was, right? And then boom, another door opened, and boom. And he was like, wow, we had to we're on the radio. And so you did all this other stuff. And it's like, but that came a few years later, you know, as you grew.
Yeah.
And he was able to reveal more.
I've said before that if God would have shown me everything we're doing right now with the radio network and everything going on, our own podcast hosting company, everything else, I'd be like, you got the wrong guy here. There is like no way. I had to have help checking email. How am I going to do all this stuff? You know?
I love it. I love that.
And some people, they're thinking of starting a business. What are some of the top topics and blueprints for world-class businesses? I mean, how can we apply that, say, starting our own business or growing one that we already have now?
You know, I usually the first two steps in kind of the blueprint system that I use to get people off and running are their dreams and desires. That whole the destiny piece is always the Lord is just he's a genius. This is why he put desires and dreams inside of you, because it's an invitation from him to step into a future that you can't yet see. And this is where the faith piece comes in. But typically, what I try to get people to is get very congruent upon your desires, passions, and dreams that are inside of you. Not fantasies, but real dreams that you feel are innately inside of you. And you'll be able to tell the difference if you set before the Lord in your prayer time. And as you do that, what I started realizing is God actually gives you the strengths or the gifts and the talents to manifest that. So this is the positive piece. It's like when you look at the Seal of Perfection has your gifts, talents, and abilities in there of maybe starting a business or growing one, and then the strengths are there to match your desire. Yeah. And as you get those two steps and start finding the things that you're innately good at, and if people, here's a simple something people can do to find some of those. I use the companies that I ran and anyone I individually coach in business, I require them to take a DISC profile test. The DISC profile test gives you a list of strengths and a list of weaknesses. So if any of your people listening today, well, I don't really know what my strengths are, just go online, and I think it's $20 or something, take a simple DISC test and make sure that, you know, it's elaborate enough. It'll be, get one of them, I think it's $20, $30, something like that. Yeah. And so when you do that, what you'll find is you'll find a list of strengths. And when you read your list of weaknesses, just know they're there. That's how you're going to act under pressure. And if you don't believe your list, I always tell people, if you don't believe your weaknesses, go take the list to your wife or to someone close to you. And they'll tell you, they'll identify that, yeah, these are problems in your life. So you don't even need the Holy Spirit for this. You know?
My wife would just be checking them off. You
know? The interesting thing about it is when I get people to start meditating, and this is what the Word of God says, meditate on that which is good. Meditate on the things that you want to see manifest from the Word day and night, right? When I get people to start meditating on the top three strengths that they really identify with, and I get them to start kind of thinking about their passion and dreams of what they want to execute in their life, then those two steps give them what I call fully aliveness. It starts making them come alive like it's possible. The very first student, and this is what happened when the very first student I taught this to was kind of accidental. He was a friend of mine and I had known him for 8 or 10 years. And he's a world-class lighting guy. He could do lightings for stages, like any kind of big production. And he was starting a business. And this is how my first book came. And also this kind of some of this manifestation is I started walking him through the steps. I never got through. Basically, I got through desire and strengths, and in 6 weeks, he was inspiring me. I mean, we were having coffee every week. Once a week, we'd have coffee, and he came in on like the sixth week, and he's just like his business had quadrupled, and it really happened because of him finding desires and also realizing that he had the strengths or the abilities to actually execute on a plan that would produce some of those things, and he's still growing today. That's been 4, 5, 6 years ago, and his business has just exploded. But if you're the people listening to you know, obviously at the end we'll give my website or an email, and if you want to reach out to me, I'll promise I'll get back with you. But it's like, you know, the first two steps are really the primary ones. The other ones kind of build on that whole process. So.
Amen. Don, as you just mentioned, I could go on and pick your brain for hours. I mean, I've really enjoyed this interview. And I know we could go a lot deeper on the blueprint of God, too. I know there are basically 7 steps in your blueprint process that will help people to discover their true identity and destiny in Christ. Can you just give us all 7 as we get ready to wrap up and a brief explanation of each? Take as long as you need, but I definitely want to get that information in before we close.
Absolutely. Well, what I'm going to have, hopefully I'll be back on with, I'm hoping in a few weeks I'll have actually the new book coming out. It'll be more like a download where people can, okay. I kind of broke it out in a written, in the blueprint, it's explained, but it's not, I don't do the step-by-step thing. Mm-hmm. And so when I get back, you know, back with you, I'll let you know, or I'll send you an email when it's up. But basically the 7 steps are pretty simple. Step 1 is your desires and dreams. You've got to identify what your real innate desires and dreams are from the Father that were placed inside of you. And you do have to separate superimposed dreams of society. Maybe your parents wanted you to be a doctor and you want to be an artist. That would be a self-imposed dream. So you have to, that's the differentiation I would make on that one. And then as you start finding the things that you burn for, the things that light you up, the things that make you come alive, you start looking for those strengths. Just take a simple DISC test if you don't understand what you are good at. And you'll start seeing these strengths manifest in your daily life. And as you do that, that's step 2 is the strengths. Then you'll actually move into what I call innate abilities. An innate ability is a God-given talent inside of you that will execute at a high level of excellence in the world, and you just naturally do it. And the way to recognize those things is people will say, wow, you know, when you do that, you just make it look easy. I can't do that. Or you look like a rock star when you do that. Or I can't, you look like a genius when you do it. How do you do, when you hear those terms, some form of those terms, that's speaking to an innate ability God gave you. And start realizing that, start taking that in and understanding, how would that apply to a business? How would that apply to me applying myself more to the company I want to establish or run or build, or a radio station I want to start, or whatever? Start looking at how those qualities could be implemented in there. And then the fourth one we talked about a lot in your show is identity. Identity is such an important piece. And I build the simple, it's really around a simple litmus test. It's knowing who you are as a son and daughter of God, and knowing the Father, and learning how to kind of walk that oneness relationship out. That's really your true identity. Everyone listening to this, whether they're a Christian or not, your true identity is of the Father, period. All humans are from the Father. I mean, and all humans were created in Psalms 139 with a certain innate something inside of them that he put inside of them. Some people, unfortunately, never really realize it. That's the sad factor. But the identity piece is simply no more than you becoming mature in God in your walk with him, and really being one with the Father. That's kind of how I married the identity piece in business. And then the fifth one is built workmanship is what I like to call, is when you start, you found your strengths, you found some innate abilities, now develop them. Workmanship's like developing the skill sets to develop you, feeding on stuff that feed those skill sets that make you a better musician, or make you a better speaker, or make you a better podcaster or mother or whatever that is. Feed that thing, feed that skill set, because as you feed the skill set, I love this. One of my mentors taught me, he said, God will give you potential, but he will not complete it for you. It's up to you to complete your potential. He gave it to you. So it's the parable of the talents, if you want a scripture for it. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, you feed that skill set, and your workmanship starts being this perfect workmanship that stands before people. It says that those that are excellent in business will stand before kings. They will not stand before obscure men, yeah, in Proverbs. Yeah. And then you go into, and when you combine all five of those, it starts what I call, they kind of grow exponentially, but then it kind of flows out in step six, which is beauty. And I describe beauty really simply as when people would bring me answers to my company that I couldn't solve, that was beautiful to me.
Amen. Yeah.
Answers, yeah. Favor, and influence that comes through you is beautiful to somebody. Find the people that it's beautiful for, and you'll build a world-class business, no problem, because people are looking for beautiful answers to their problems. And that's really the compiling of the first five steps is actually the last couple steps is actually flowing through you. You've gotten to be an expert, or kind of a really mature level at the first five, where you're really executing on all, you're hitting on all cylinders, so to speak. And then the beauty just starts naturally flowing through your actions, because you know who you are and whose you are, and it's coming through you naturally. It's congruent with your whole life. And then the seventh one is I like to call it your superpower. And I believe that David's superpower, and I believe that every Christian superpower, is the same as David's. David's superpower was the presence. It wasn't how good he was with war. He couldn't kill a bear with his bare hands. How did he do it? The Spirit of the Lord came on him. So your superpower is the anointing. It is that anointing factor. It's God. It's kind of like God coming on all six steps prior. And that completes your blueprint. When God comes on, like when Jesus came up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended on him. It's like when God comes on all of you and you're mature,
amen,
boom, then the superpower shows up. It's God and you as one. It's almost like, I love thinking of this whole analogy as the end of this process is that oneness with God, and this is kind of defined in the seventh step, is I don't know where I begin and he ends, and where he ends and I begin. This is the way he wanted us to live.
Yeah.
He wanted us not to even be sure where he ended, where we begin, and where we begin, where he ends. And if we're so tied in oneness that we don't know whether it's the Father or us. Of course, it's always the Father from the standpoint of him being premier. But I'm just saying, we don't know what when things are coming through you and flowing, you're so connected that you don't know the difference anymore. Yeah. And I think that's what true sonship and daughterhood looks like expressed.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And your book, The Blueprint of God, how can someone order a copy of this book? Is it on Amazon?
It is. You can go, if you go to my website, it'll click you. I've got all three books on my website, donwlong.com. You can visit the website, or if you want to email me, it's coaching@donwlong.com. Those are the two best ways to get me. You can go to Amazon. If you go to Amazon and type either one of them in, they'll come up. But if you click to my site, I have all three of them. And when you click on them, it sends you through there to get the book. So okay. You're welcome. Welcome
all right,
to
it. I'll put links to all that down below in the show notes. Folks, I want to close with a quote from Don's book. I mean, I believe it truly represents everything you've just heard and sums it up pretty succinctly. I mean, it says, quote, "Now you are at the moment that requires action. Do you want to be part of something that changes the world around you for good? Are you ready to find some of the answers the world is crying out for that can only be found in you? Folks, you are the answer for someone and for some specific problem in our nation right now. You know it's true, amen? And you can actually feel that you were built for something greater than you are currently living right now. Amen. Go down into the show notes, order Don's great book, The Blueprint of God. Check out his other books as well. I'll put the links to all of them down there. God's Blueprint for Nations and his international best-selling book, Sell or Don't Eat. I'll put the links down in those show notes as well. Don, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to visit with us today, man. I do appreciate it.
Really enjoyed it, Robert. Enjoyed being able to chat with you this time, for sure.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Oh, man, for Don Long and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.